Stark, this is Rick Tidding on Kevin Pound. Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Pound, P-O-U-N-D, P as in Paul, P-O-U-N-D, Kevin Pound. Date of birth is 11-26-55. Date of visit is 4-22-25. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, M.D. Michael Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Michael Townsend, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph, respiratory illness. This is a this is a 69-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity as well as cough and wheezing. The patient also complains of post-nasal drip and nasal congestion. He has been treated with anticoagulation due to right leg DVT. And is on Eliquis. The patient has had no recent chest pain, but had cough with expectoration and sinus drainage, and was given a Z-Pack 2 months ago, as well as a Medrol dose pack with some relief. Chest X-ray done in February 25 showed no active disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has been significant for DVT of the right leg treated with anticoagulation. The patient also had bladder cancer that was treated and has had cystoscopies done. He has osteoarthritis, and he also has a history of cervical spine disease with C-spine fusion done in the past. There is a history of hernia repair times three, including ventral hernia repair and inguinal hernia repair. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 40 years. Continues to smoke. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of an accident. Mother died of a neurologic disorder. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, but has some nasal congestion, post-nasal drip. He has wheezing and shortness of breath and cough. He has hay fever. denies abdominal pains or nausea, but has diarrhea and heartburn. Has no chest pain, jaw pain, or calf muscle pains, or leg, but has leg swelling, mostly the right leg. He has no depression or anxiety, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizure headaches, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 155, saturation 99. HG India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. The scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the answers are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft and protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, minimal edema. Mild edema of the right leg, no calf tenderness. Human sign is negative. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, extremities did reveal varicosities of both lower extremities. More on the right side. Neurologically, there are no focal deficits and cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD and emphysema. And number two is history of DVT, right lower extremity. Number three is history of bladder cancer. And number four is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Was advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And advice come in for a follow-up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Michael Townsend, Dr. D'Souza.